Tourists travel to southern Missouri to raft on its rivers. If they need help, the state's 911 coordinator, R.D. Porter, says they may not get it.
They take their cell phone with them for a purpose. If they get in trouble, they think they can call. Well, they better have a friend they can call, because 911 won't work.
Missouri is one of several states where the 911 system falls short, and that could mean the difference between life and death. Missy Shelton of member station KSMU reports.
Missouri's 911 system is like a patchwork quilt. At one extreme, some counties have enhanced services that track the location of callers. At the other, 19 counties offer no service at all. In those areas, 911 calls get answered, maybe by a neighboring county or even state, but not by a 911 call center in the county. The services in other counties fall somewhere in the middle. The quality of 911 service here in Missouri largely depends on where you are. Right now, for example, I'm in downtown Springfield. If I dial 911 on my cell phone from here, dispatchers will know my cell phone number and my approximate location. But if I get in my car and travel just 15 miles to the north to Polk County and dial 911 on my cell phone there, dispatchers don't get my number and they don't have any idea where I'm located. That bothers Richard Roark, the 911 director of Polk County.
I worry about it constantly that, you know, is the next call going to be that one that you lose somebody? Is it going to be one of your family members? That bothers you all the time. When you can't get help to somebody, it becomes a life and death issue very fast.
Missouri is the only state that does not have a statewide fee to fund 911 system improvements. That has led to a declining 911 system that experts say isn't keeping up with technology. And that concerns officials at the National Emergency Number Association. Patrick Healy, Government Affairs Director for the group, says the public isn't aware of the shortcomings.
I think it is assumed that wherever you call 911 from, they will know where you are and how to get in touch with you in case the call gets disconnected. But that's not true. There are still areas where, even for wireline 911 service, they won't know where you are. And there are areas for wireless, there are many, many counties where they will not know at all where you're calling from.
To address the shortcomings in Missouri, Governor Matt Blunt has called on state lawmakers to study the issue. The state's 911 coordinator, R.D. Porter, says he hopes lawmakers will do more than that.
The only way this service is going to be available is someone has got to pay the bill. I would just hope that the legislature puts together the bipartisan commission, holds their statewide hearings, and comes back next year and actually passes a comprehensive 911 bill.
Porter hopes that traveling the state and listening to citizens will convince lawmakers like Republican Representative Van Kelly that a statewide 911 fee is a good idea. But Kelly insists his constituents prefer no service to higher taxes.
When I ran for this office, people said, please don't go up and raise our taxes. We already have enough taxes the way it is. People in my area, though, are just a little apprehensive about trying to pass something like that.
But 911 cell phone fees in other states can be as low as 28 cents a month. Still, any fee is a tough sell here, where voters overwhelmingly rejected two 911 fee proposals. Emergency services officials say there's a disconnect between the 911 services people think they have and what's actually available to them. They say if people were aware of the shortcomings of the current system, they'd see that the need for funding such a system is, in itself, an emergency situation. For NPR News, I'm Missy Shelton in Springfield, Missouri.